Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a playoff victory Monday, January 18, 2021. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Let's talk to a very good friend of the show and the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler, and he was banging the drum to get things started yesterday out of the game at Arrowhead. Super DJ Derek Johnson joins us. DJ, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Doing awesome. Doing great. Man, you heard the highlights there of the play that essentially won the game, to put the game away. Fourth and inches with the backup quarterback in, and they decide out of shotgun to throw the ball to seal the game. Tony Romo calling the game, kept saying this is not going to be a play. They're just going to try to draw them off, you know, offsides. I didn't think they were going to snap the ball. We see that all the time in football, DJ, where the defense just has to be disciplined. Don't do anything. They're trying to draw you off sides. Don't do anything. Then they'll call a timeout. Then you get ready for the play. As a former linebacker that I'm sure experienced that many times, take me through what you thought about that and how difficult it was for the defense, because they're just trying not to get caught in a bad position. But then the Chiefs snap the ball, throw the ball, and the game's over.
Exactly. As soon as they came out, I knew they were going to front the ball because it was just too risky. There was a midfield, so you don't want to give a Baker a short field with that offense. So you say, okay, let's see if we can draw them off sides, you know, do some shifts, some motions. And they came out in shotgun, so I knew, oh, for sure they're not going to, you know, snap the ball. And then they started motioning, and then the clock went down, and then I saw Henny, you know, actually – You know, put his hands up to receive the ball, and they snapped. And I said, "Oh my God!" I'm looking like, "Oh no!" And then, but it was perfect play for Andy Reid. Very gutsy, but at the same time, they knew what they wanted to do, and the Browns wasn't ready for it. They were not ready for it, and perfect play call. It wasn't a complex play. It was just a. If you're going to pass the ball on that situation, that's the play you call. Some kind of rollout, protect the quarterback. The running back was in a near set, meaning that he was protecting the quarterback, rolling out to that side, and you have the fastest guy in the league at the number three spot, has plenty of room, gave him an inside move, one-on-one, and you can't beat him to the sidelines. He got about 15 or 20 yards going to the sideline, and it's perfect play call.
And apparently, according to the people that spoke yesterday, DJ, they decided on that play call on Saturday. The quarterbacks were all in a room with the coaches, and they were like, okay, if we're in a situation where we're fourth and short and we have the ball with a chance to end the game, we're going to go for it. And what play do we want to run? And they all agreed on that play. They'd run it once before during the season. And I think that's fascinating, DJ, because like those of us that are just sitting at home watching the game with our potato chips and, you know, whatever, I don't know that we sit there and think about every different scenario that the team is preparing for, that they don't know if that scenario is going to come up in the game or not. What's it like on the defensive side? I mean, are defensive teams thinking about, okay, hey, if the Chiefs get to a fourth and one, what might they do, and what do we need to be prepared for? Like, how much of those conversations go on leading up to a game like this?
That's a great, great, great question you asked. You know what? It's all about situational football. That's what we go through throughout the week and throughout the year all the time. That's big time. That helps you win games, or it gets, you know, it loses games for you if you're not prepared for them properly. And I tell you what a great situation for the Chiefs to come in, because you have to go over everything. That's the hard thing about football. It may not come up, but when it comes up, it's very important. So you have to go through everything throughout the week. And they all that set that they're in, they're always in that set, but They never do that play because when Tyreek Hill is at the three spot closest to the lineman, he's usually doing some kind of big over route, and, you know, you just have to cover that type of deal. And this time it's a totally different route, and this is great. Great situational football.
And not only did they have – were they prepared for it, they did it with their backup quarterback out there. And I'm curious, like – How many reps is Chad Henne getting in practice? How many times has he been able to actually practice that play with his team? I couldn't believe how well they executed the whole thing.
Yeah, I'd tell you probably none. You know, probably none. It's just that's what it is. He's actually getting the defense ready, being that scout team quarterback for playing Baker, and at the same time still having to be in the meeting rooms with Patrick Mahomes, going over game plan, actually putting his input, you know, being a veteran, putting his input on the game and actually being ready. It's actually a hard job, you know. He's multitasking for sure throughout the week. But what a way to be a pro, you know. What a way to be the pro and to come in and say, you know what, a next man up, our superstar, MVP, player is out. I have to step up, and he didn't blink. He didn't blink, and I love that about him. So, you know, threw a couple passes where you say, you shouldn't have did this, but you know what? Man, I'm proud of Henne. I tell you that.
Derrick Johnson is our guest, the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler, and he was banging the drum before the game out at Arrowhead yesterday to get everyone fired up. And DJ, as a defender, that's got to be incredibly difficult because, as we've talked about, it happens a lot in games when an offense comes out simply trying to draw the defense offsides, and as long as you stay disciplined, you get through it, and then they'll either punt or actually go for it after that. But like you said, if you're a Cleveland defender out there, you just didn't think they were going to snap it, and they weren't ready for it. How difficult is it to be in that situation if you're a defender, and especially now moving forward, because you can never take it for granted that the Chiefs are just trying to draw you offside. You got to be ready for anything at all times.
Exactly. That's what makes it hard to stop Andy Reid's offense and Eric Bieniemy's play calling. It's just impeccable. You know, you get out there and you're like, hey, I'm just so amazed at the different formations and the shifts and motions and the jet motions and, you know, the smoke screens here, and they run a regular play, and then they it's just so much to their offense. It keeps the defense on their toes, and I tell you what, they just wasn't ready for it, and it was just a perfect situation. Now maybe, you know, if you play them again, if you get that situation again, you may not snap the ball at that point, but I tell you what, gutsy call, perfect call for us to go to the AFC Championship this coming week.
Derrick Johnson's our guest. Derrick, you had a tweet about a month ago, and you said, "Bad teams find a way to lose close games. Good teams find a way to win every time." And we saw the Chiefs win close game after close game to close the regular season. Some people weren't happy with it. They wanted the Chiefs to win by blowout or win by two scores. The Chiefs won it by one score, but they kept winning. That was the important thing. And so then here they get in this situation. How much do you think that helped them once they lost Mahomes and they found themselves in another close game without their leader? Even though Mahomes wasn't out there, they've all been through it before. They've had to win a number of different ways. Didn't that prepare them for the situation that they were in yesterday?
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. That's a perfect example of the team. I never get worried when a team wins as much as the Chiefs been winning, regardless of if it's by 1 point or 20 points. But a great example of yesterday, their star player goes down. They're still winning, but it's a close game. It's a nail biter, and actually the possession before they got that fourth down, the defense, man, hats off to the defense. Chris Jones, those guys just making it happen, stepping up for the team. This is the ultimate. I always say this is the ultimate team game, and they did a great job by stepping up. I mean, it was probably a three and out. It was one of those things where, you know, that they could move the ball, the possession before. So that helped get the ball back to the Chiefs, and Henny closed it out.
I'm so glad you brought up the defense, DJ, because that's exactly where I wanted to go next. We rightfully so, will focus so much on that last possession offensively, but the Browns had all the momentum at that time, and the Chiefs, you know, had given them the ball back with a chance to go down and take the lead, and they got the stop. They forced the Browns to punt the ball again. You mentioned Chris Jones. How impressed were you by him? Anthony Hitchens had a big hit on a first down running play as well for a negative play. What impressed you the most about the defense in that series when they forced the punt?
Oh, man, it was big. When they came out, I was just thinking, man, this they need to bring some energy right now. And, as me saying that, I mean, they already knew it, obviously, and they came out smoking. I mean, the crowd was into it. It was a great atmosphere. And the players, I mean, and you're exactly right, Hitchens came through and smacked the guy in the middle, just filling the hole like an inside backer should. And defensive line did great. Everybody, I mean, if you need to play your best ball that possession, you needed to play your best ball to get Andy Reid back the ball, and that's what they did, man. It was pretty cool to see.
Derek Johnson is our guest, and Derek, we keep talking about Chad Henne in the game because Patrick Mahomes was out of the game. What did you think of the play that knocked Patrick Mahomes out of the game?
It was unfortunate. It was unfortunate. I didn't think it was that bad till I watched it slow mo, and it was kind of just a cow roping type of, you know, over the head. It was a weird position because Mahomes was kind of trying to, you know, he got the first down, but he was trying to slide to a little bit. You know, it was just trying to get out of harm's way, and the guy came over with his arm, you know, trying to come hard on him since he had a chance to hit Pat Mahomes legally, I guess, because he stayed up too long. But I tell you what, I don't think it's that bad. I think he will come back soon. So I'm really not worried about that, but it was a big blow for the fans. Just it took the air out of everybody in the stadium when Pat Mahomes went out. But the Chiefs didn't blink, which is the great part. It takes everybody to win it all, and they're back on their running back tour.
Do you think we need to be worried about that foot injury that he was dealing with through the course of the game?
No, his arm is so good. You know, even if he's out there limping, I'm gonna go with him. I'm gonna go with him. You know, he may be nobody's. That's one thing that people don't know about NFL players. We're never 100% out there, so it's always something we're dealing with. If we can do our job and mentally execute certain plays, we'll be out there.
They said it was a problem with his toe, and someone said maybe it could be something like a bad turf toe. Hopefully he didn't break the toe, but did you ever have any issues with turf toe or something with the big toe? Because people think that that's all, it's just his big toe. Hell, that's got to be a lot of pain, but that could really affect your game. But did you ever have any work through issues with your toe?
Actually, I have a permanent turf toe.
Oh, no.
I can't. If I don't tape it up, I won't be able to walk the next day. If I were to go out and play a football game and then, you know, just sleep overnight, my toe would really flare up on me. So I've always taped. I mean, if you ask the trainers at the Chiefs, they'll tell you, oh, we tape up his toe all the time. He's very anal about that. But it's a real deal. I mean, you talk about a big toe, you say, oh, it's just a big toe. No, it's the main point of pressure on your foot when you're running or planning and doing whatever you need to do. So that's a serious deal. So it's definitely something that they'll be looking at and making sure that it's ready to go for next week.
We're visiting with Derek Johnson, one of the all-time Kansas City Chief greats, after a big win yesterday. And now, DJ, Chiefs versus Bills. on Sunday at 5:40. The Bills have been maybe the hottest team in the NFL outside of the Chiefs. They've been winning games by a lot all the way down the stretch. People thought the Ravens were going to give them a tough game, and they held on. They beat the Ravens. What do you think of this matchup against Buffalo, and what impresses you the most about them right now?
Well, Josh Allen, being able to being a young, gutsy quarterback kind of reminds me of Pat Mahomes. He's a different player, obviously, but just a gutsy guy, big arm, different kind of style of offense. But the team is different from the Chiefs. Obviously, they rely more on their defense to keep them in games, obviously, but Josh Allen is a guy that's getting the ball to his best player, who's Diggs is a great veteran receiver that's all over the field, and we'll have a plan for him. We're not afraid of anybody, but I tell you what, the Chiefs just find a way to win, man. They find a way to win. We actually do not. We may have I have this whole game plan. Okay, the Chiefs need to do this. They need to run the ball. Need to do this. But I tell you what, the Chiefs. We don't know how they're going to win. It's just we've seen them so many times win so many ways, and we just know that our percentages are on our side when it comes to just pulling the game out.
DJ, before we let you go, my last question is on the defense. You know as well as anyone that free agency can be a tricky thing in the NFL, and it doesn't always work. The best way usually is to build through the draft. But my goodness, Tyrann Mathieu, that's got to be one of the best free agent signings ever. I mean, not just with the Chiefs, anywhere. He comes in here, becomes a team leader, and that ain't easy to take over a team like that and be the leader on the defense when you just get there, and he was from day one. He's performed on and off the field, then yesterday led the team in tackles, had that big interception, almost had another one. How can we properly describe what he means, not only for what he does from a performance level, but just his leadership? That was such a huge signing, and he's lived up to every bit of that contract, hasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Being a defensive player, I can appreciate everything that Tyrann Mathieu does. He's a guy that's full of energy. His motto, I'm sure, is not the size of the dog in a fight. It's the size of the dog in the fight, and that's his heart. Because he's a guy that's not big in stature, but I tell you what, he walks out there and his shadow is very tall. You talk about a guy that's just all over the field, can play back, you know, in coverage deep. He can play up to the line of scrimmage like a linebacker, and he can blitz off the edge. 32 is a guy that's MVP for the defense. You know, we talk about Frank Clark, we talk about the big guys, Chris Jones, all these other guys, Hitchens. But I tell you what, the smallest guy on the field is probably their best player, and they call him Honey Badger. So I mean, I'm very impressed when I watch him all the time. I've always known that he can do these things, but I think being with the Chiefs, he's put it together the best. And that's why he's up to superstar status.
DJ, you tweeted out yesterday, just let your boy get about 10 plays today. Yeah. What about next week? You got 10 plays in you for next week? Championship, you know, man. Let's go.
Oh, man, I wish, boy. I can't wait. Next week, man, it's going to be fun. Just two teams left going, you know, still on this running back tour. And I may sneak out there. I don't know if Neiman's going to let me wear his jersey, but I'll tell you what. I don't know if I can I can move like the young guys, but I sure would try.
Just tape that toe up, you know.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tape that toe. Alan Wright, if you're listening, get his locker ready. Get it just in case. We don't know what's going to happen. Be ready. Be ready for anything. DJ, thank you so much for the time, man. It's a pleasure talking football with you, as always. And we hope to talk to you again real soon.
Sorry, y'all. Take it easy.
That's Super DJ Derrick Johnson. Man, tape up his toe and get him ready in case you need him. Alan Wright can do it.
Hey,
in a minute. Man, that was good. I love it. I love all of it, you know? I love it all. 22-17, the Chiefs win. By the way, before he left injured, Patrick Mahomes is 21-30, 255 yards, one touchdown, no interception. Also had the three carries for 14 yards and another touchdown. And the 1-2 punch, the best 1-2 punch in the NFL when it comes to receiving threats. How about this? Tyreek Hill, 8 catches for 110 yards. Travis Kelce, 8 catches for 109 yards and a touchdown.
And both of those guys stepped up to make big plays with Chad Henne on the field.
I'm going to say this again for the people in the back. Maybe you didn't hear me. Travis Kelce, greatest tight end in Chiefs history, perhaps on his way to greatest tight end in NFL history.
Ever.
Oh, yeah.
But again, so it's just another chapter in his playoff success. So, Chidea, that argument's dead.
Mm.
It's done.
I think more importantly for this offense is how they ran the ball. I mean, they were averaging 5.1 yards per clip on 24 carries. They ran for 123 yards. I mean, Darrell Williams
looked good. How much does that surprise you that it was the Darrell Williams show and no Le'Veon Bell?
I mean, it surprised me.
But he performed well.
Yeah, no.
It made me want more Darrell Williams.
Yeah.
Watching that game.
So, I for me, that even though that Tyreek and Kelce had those numbers, it's like those two guys got theirs and they ran the ball. All right.
Jake, you want me to ask the most smart-ass question ever that's going to irritate Nate to no end?
Well, only if I can have a rim shot ready, which I have one ready.
You going to draft Darrell Williams number one overall in your fantasy draft next year?
I mean,
come on, it's funny.
I am going for the repeat, so.
Nate, it's funny, right?
Running back funny.
I'm going to be running it back.
Okay, you won, so you can laugh about it right now. Laugh.
Ha!
There you go.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be back and ready to go for the AFC Championship game, baby.
Now it's time to get yourself into a real league.
Nah.
Yeah, that's right.
You won, yeah. But you're getting promoted.
Nah.
You just won the championship. Now you're going up to the premiership.
Tell you what. Two of my best picks will be squaring off at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday.
How mad are you? Like, how many times do you have to keep replaying this in your mind? Like, if you're the Browns, you go back to the moment when you intercept Henne. You've got the ball down 5, and Mahomes is out of the game. And you don't win.
Well, how many times did Romo say it? This drive is what Baker Mayfield has lived for, right? I mean, he said it a couple times. Like you're down 5 and you're driving to knock off the defending Super Bowl champions.
That's every quarterback's dream,
right?
And let me tell you, the Chiefs stopped them after the Henne interception, and I love the way the Chiefs defense played for the most part. Not interested in the Browns getting the ball again one more time. I was not interested in posing that challenge for the Chiefs defense.
Oh, hell no.
Were you?
Hell no.
No, thank you. No, thank you. And Andy Reid, win it with your offense. Win it with your best unit on the field. You didn't have Patrick Mahomes, but by God, you still have Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. You win it with your balls. You think Mike Vrabel and Mike Tomlin watch? How's he not punting? You got to punt there. Punt, 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 punt.
Guys, I don't know if you guys stick to this.
Huh?
Let's try to use my words here. Stuck around.
Easy for you to say.
Right. Stuck around and watched the CBS post game.
Yeah.
How I admire the hell out of Bill Cowher because he was shocked. Yeah, it made no sense to him that Andy Reid called that play, and he was all like, way to go, Andy. He's like, hey, no way I call that play. Never.
Dude,
no way.
There are a bunch of coaches.
Right.
NFL head coaches that are watching that. Punt the ball.
Right? No, that's exactly what Bill Cowher said. He goes,
have you seen
no
some
way
of the punts?
I even consider that.
What have we talked about?
Yeah.
When Vrabel punted and when Tomlin punted, some of these coaches like,
baffling.
Dude,
because that's what the history of the NFL has told you.
Right.
Right? Andy
Reid coached in the same era as Bill Cowher. He's adapted.
Yeah, but here's the thing to me, guys. Like, maybe I'm wrong here.
Absolutely wrong.
I love the new wave of thinking in terms of going for it more often on fourth downs. I was screaming at the TV when Tomlin did it. I was screaming at the TV when Vrabel did it. Every time teams punt against the Chiefs in those situations, I scream. I'm like, I can't believe they're punting. But this one, with Chad Henne at quarterback, and after throwing an interception, just a terrible interception, the drive right before that, I didn't think there was any way they were going to run a play there.
No, my mind is
I hope this defense is ready. The Browns didn't think there was any way they were going to snap that ball. Derek Johnson said they weren't ready for it. That's why it worked.
My point is, like, it's not just the old school stuck in the mud coaches that thought this one was ballsy. Like, that was just ballsy, period. Like, whatever generation you want to talk about, whatever time frame, new wave statistics, all that stuff, that's a ballsy call. Because you can sit there and, you know, to pull out the spreadsheet and say, the percentage of winning goes up 6.5 by going for it here.
Don't do that.
You're standing on the sideline with your backup quarterback who hasn't played a meaningful game in over 6 years on the field with your entire season on the line, and you decide to make that play. That is ballsy for anybody. I don't care what the news stats say and all that stuff.
What? Also, for the people that Chiefs should start, I don't know why they're in this voice. I have no idea. I have zero idea why they have this voice, but they. For the people, they should start Mahomes and start the whole offense, and so they don't get rusty, and they need to just play week 17. Blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? Maybe Chad Henne had a better chance to be ready to go because he played week 17.
He said that after the game, didn't he? Huh? Jake played those comments earlier. He said that.
You ever hear that one, Stan?
Huh?
Stan, if you're listening, I know you heard of that one. You play that from Frank Martin to Stan. You ever hear that one, Chiefs fans? Yes, you did.
You ever heard of that one, Stan?
Chad Henne was ready because he played week 17. Back at it this with Adam Spencer on WHB.